community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff.
Boy. Hello, 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 folks, and welcome to your indie wake-up call here on CFRC Kingston Zone 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan, and it is Tuesday, and we are very excited to hang out with you for the next 2 hours, play some music.
Lots of good tunes.
Talk about stuff.
So. Yeah, we're like in the full heat of summer.
Yes.
As of now, it's post June 21st.
Yes, we're recording this. It's like 34 degrees where we are right now, which is not pleasant to be outside. It is too hot. So everyone, please get on Fixing Climate Change Stat.
Yeah.
Because it is very hot and I don't like
it. I don't want to get you folks too excited, but I am in a state of undress as we record this because it is simply too hot.
Yeah. It is too warm. Too warm. And we have an air conditioning unit, which we talked about at length 2 years ago on the show when we got it. But it's in one room, so we can only have one hot, cold room, and that is not our recording room.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's like one of those fancy spas. You go from like the hot room to the cold room.
Oh, yeah. This is like our sauna room. Yeah. Totally. Hooray. We're actually just living in luxury here.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But we just heard Wednesday on this Tuesday morning. That was Elderberry Wine, their new single. We're going to play The Smiths' What Difference Does It Make? And the reason why is that Mr. Johnny Marr gave a couple really inspiring interviews to me. First off, inspiring to me is what I meant.
No, you interviewed Johnny Marr.
One day. Mr. Marr, I know you're listening. You're always welcome. He put out a statement about Kneecap, the Irish punk band that has been very full-throated in their support of Palestine. As such, a lot of music industry execs have been trying to destroy them, make it so they can't play specifically Glastonbury. And Marr put out this statement supporting them and saying, like, oh, like, Glastonbury's always been political. The performances there have always been political. We want a free Palestine and an end to the atrocities, which you like to see. But maybe funnier, in a lighter note, he also recently turned down, Johnny Marr did, the Smiths reunion tour, where he said that he was offered, quote, an eye-watering amount of money. But he says he really likes what he's doing now, and it's much, much easier.
Yeah, and I can't even, like, why sign up? I mean, I guess, honestly, if I was Johnny Marr, I feel like I would have signed up, just because I know that they would all get canceled anyway, and Morrissey would not actually do any of them, and then they would probably have to pay you some crazy insurance amount of money anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So you probably don't have to do anything, and you would just get all the money. So
yeah, no, and you could just like eat a strong cheese and like breathe on Morrissey, and he'll like pass away.
No, literally, there was some stat that he's canceled more shows than he's played in his life. So pretty cool.
Oh man, hardest working Englishman. But yeah, he says, it was a little bit about the principles, but I'm not an idiot, which, maximum respect to Mr. Marr here. So let's vibe on some Smiths and Marr's great work on What Difference Does It Make?
Secrets and here is mine, so let it be known. For we have been through hell and high tide. I think I can rely on you. And yet you start to recoil. Heavy words are so lightly thrown, but still I leap in front of a flying bullet for you. So what difference does it make? So what difference does it make? Does it make? Oh, what difference does it make? Oh, it makes none, but none. about me, you won't see me anymore. Well, I'm still fond of you. Oh, but no more apologies.
Folks, hello, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Summertime by Sunshine Makers.
Sun! Summer!
Yeah, folks, aren't we in it? Before that, we heard Benny with Off the Rails, and right at the top, we heard The Smiths. What difference does it make?
Yes. Okay, we went to a fun little event.
Tops.
Well, yeah, Toronto Outdoor Picture Show, where this organization that screens movies in the park.
It's like some film prof runs it?
Yeah, I think so. And it's all summer, and so we went to one of their nights. They had like an opening week where they did the whole, like 5 days in a row, a different movie. And so,
at Fort York?
Yeah, at Fort York. And then they also have, throughout the summer, if you are in Toronto, check it out. They have Christy Pitts every Sunday and Garrison Common every Thursday.
It's all by donation. There were a lot of Jolly Ranchers hands around. We got probably 10 bags of Jolly Ranchers.
Do you want some Jolly Ranchers?
And the answer is like, always yes.
Yeah, we probably took 15 bags of Jolly Ranchers. But anyway, I saw the TV glow.
Yes, Jane Schoenburns, something like that.
I can Google.
Her second film, her sophomore film. It's got Justice Smith as our main character. And some trans actor person who's Jack Haven, pardon me.
Yeah.
I think they're like non-binary or something along these lines.
Okay, cool.
This is the trans horror movie of last year that everyone was so enamored with that we somehow just missed.
Yeah.
But very happy that we did, because then we got to see it at this very cool outdoor picture show.
Yeah.
Everyone's like on blankets on the lawn. We brought our little dog, and he was relatively good, all things considered.
Yeah, he was pretty good. He didn't want to just sit and watch the movie, but he also did not go super crazy mode, so that is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the movie, I don't know, I feel like it wasn't what I was expecting. I knew it was like a horror movie that was not that scary.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it could be called a horror movie. It was not scary. Like, it didn't even seem like it was trying to be scary, so I don't know.
Or even like thrilling or frightening.
No, it
or
was more just like moody.
Yeah, it was like, it was like psychologically moody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess there were some, like, weird, creepy-ish parts, but, like,
this is true, but
yeah.
Yeah.
What movie isn't weird and creepy?
Yeah, like, the weird, creepy stuff is, like, oh, the TV glows in a strange way. You know, like, you know, it's not, like, off-putting.
Yeah. But it was super well done. Like, the acting was really good.
Yeah.
I liked the story. I liked...
The script is great.
Yeah.
It gets a little, not even necessarily preachy, but, like...
No, not preachy.
Just, like, I don't know, maybe overly explaining stuff.
I don't think that's true. But
yeah, I'm picking it apart a little too much.
I don't know. I thought it was really well done. It's supposed to be like, I don't want to spoil anything, but it's like someone who like probably is trans and then just like doesn't deal with that.
Which is all
for their whole lives.
Filtered through the medium of an old TV show about powerful young women.
Yes.
That they identify with.
Yeah.
But, like, secretly.
Yeah.
And, like, never really, like, realize what that means.
Yeah.
It's identity, gender identity, as filtered through crappy television.
Yeah. And then the sort of pain they experience later in life for having not accepted this. Yeah, and there's like the climax is sort of like a critical juncture of like, are you going to accept this or not?
Yeah,
so
there is still time.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. I highly recommend Justice Smith. I've literally only seen in this movie and Detective Pikachu. So,
but he's much better in this than Detective Pikachu.
Detective Pikachu rules. No,
no, it doesn't.
I'm just kidding. Anything with Ryan Reynolds in it is not for me.
That's
I think.
Right.
So anyway, yeah. And check out Toronto Outdoor Picture Show if you're in Toronto. It's super fun. They have like a million trillion movies coming up.
They just did Clueless. Is Clueless 30 years old this year?
Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah, I think it is 30. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Wow. But yeah, there's going to be like Hunt for the Wilder People, Royal Tenenbaums, Before I Change My Mind, Past Lives, woo, best movie of all time, Lady Bird, When Morning Comes, Flow, which for some reason Dean won't watch Flow, but I'm going to make him go watch Flow because he doesn't like cats. But it's like,
I just think the animation looks bad.
No, it looks cool and it's indie. Anyway, whatever. We'll keep playing music. Okay. What do we have up next?
Well, we've got, okay, this is New US Girls. I think it's kind of rude to put this song out during Pride Month, but it's called No Fruit. Here we go.
And all lives wish they cut that out, wish they dropped the knife.
in a sweater poorly knit and an unsuspecting smile. Little Moses drifts downstream in the Nile, a fumbling reply, an awkward, rigid laugh, and I'm carried helpless by my floating basket raft. Your flavor in my mind is back and forth between, sweeter than any wine, as bitter as mustard greens, and it's light and dark as honeydew and pumpernickel bread. The trap I set for you seems to have caught my leg instead. Go plow some other field, try and forget my name. We'll see what harvest yields, and supposing I do the same. I planted rows of peas by the first week of July. They should have come up to my knees, but they were maybe ankle high. Take the fingers from your flute to weave your colored yarns, and boil down your fruit to preserves and mason jars. And the books are overdue, and the goats are underfed. The trap I set for you seems to have caught my leg instead. For you seems to have caught my leg instead.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. What did we just hear?
We just heard In a Sweater Poorly Knit by Me Without You, which is all one word.
Yes.
Before that, Inept Apollo by Nation of Language, I like the song name, Inept Apollo. I feel like that's really fun. Mm-hmm. And at the top, we heard No Fruit by U.S. Girls. I love U.S. Girls.
Yep, that's a brand spanker from them.
Such a good band. I have to listen to this album because I haven't yet, and I love them. So yeah, I'm getting
fun.
Trapped in.
It's a fun track. But yeah, folks, unfortunately, I've got some sad news here. I have to announce the retirement of one Dr. Demento. This is not a supervillain of any note, but one of the coolest radio DJs in North America, if I do say so myself. So this Barrett Hansen has been on air in Pasadena on K-Rock since 1970.
Wow. Is this sad that he's retiring? He's chillaxing. Like, maybe he just
wants
it's to
bittersweet.
Vibe. Yeah.
You know, like, you hate to see him go, but you love to watch him leave.
Okay.
But anyway, he's going to do, like, a retrospective series. Like, the show ends in October. So he's most famous for... just being like a goofy goofball who played just ridiculous novelty music. He's the guy who discovered Weird Al.
Wow.
He's played by Rainn Wilson in the Weird Al movie with Daniel Radcliffe that came out.
He honestly kind of looks like the guy from Harry Potter who transforms into the couch.
Oh, Professor Slughorn.
Who
Horace Slughorn.
Plays Slughorn.
You're going to have to Google that. I couldn't
tell
you.
Okay, well, he kind of looks
British
like that guy.
I
got that.
But, his two most requested songs, according to this The Reporter, in a Pittsburgh newspaper article, says they were... Fish Heads by Barnes & Barnes and Bill Fenzer, Dead Puppies Aren't Much Fun. So, like, that's the kind of oeuvre that we're dealing with here. But, yeah, he just played these goofy novelty songs that otherwise would have got no radio play whatsoever. Sort of a curator of the bizarre and weird and disposable pieces of American culture.
Okay, the guy's name is Jim Broadbent. I think they look alike.
Yeah, they do.
In my humble opinion.
Yeah, this is just a more handsome
Jim
Broadbent.
Okay, so picture
Broadbent
Jim Broadbent. Or, you know, if you're not driving, just Google Dr. Demento. Then you will agree with me.
Yeah. But also, Dr. Demento is in the Radio Hall of Fame as of 2009.
Nice. I mean, that makes sense. If you're going to put anyone in the Radio Hall of Fame, I feel like it would be someone that was on air for 55 years and was very unique.
Yeah, no, he's extremely cool. We're going to play... the song that he says inspired him to pursue his career in DJ-dom, which is Spike Jonze's Cocktails for Two, which is a goofy song from the 30s with a lot of, like, bells and whistles and sound effects and stuff.
How many people in this world are named Spike Jonze?
Two, I guess.
Two?
But that,
that's a lot.
That's more than you'd think. Here's Cocktails for Two by Spike Jonze and the City Slickers.
Secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight. Chat, this and that, and cocktails for two as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonnette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two. Boom. afternoon at 5. We'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two.
We'll be right back.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Just a reminder, you can listen to this show on CFRC.ca and go back through the archives and listen to old episodes as well. And also listen on radio player apps on your phone.
Too true. We just heard Falter by Acopia. Before that, Fleece with their new song Checkbook. And right at the top, Spike Jones and his City Slickers with Cocktails for Two.
Yes, okay, we went camping this weekend. The forecast all week was very, very annoying. We were supposed to go way up north to a place called Grundy Lake, which is kind of looks like Killarney. It's super, super beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like the big, like,
right on the shield.
Yeah, like rocks and like cliff diving and all these like beautiful, like big sheets of rock everywhere and the beautiful trees. But it did say that it was going to super thunderstorm nonstop the whole time.
And it was going to be like a solid, like, inch and a half of rain in a day.
And this was also our first time going camping with our dog. And we thought, that sounds kind of sad. Mm-hmm. So I called Ontario Parks, and at the last minute, I was able to get it switched to a different park, and I chose one in Southern Ontario because it was not raining there.
Correct.
And the lady on the phone was
in disbelief.
I basically went from being booked at one of the most beautiful parks in Ontario to what one could maybe term the ugliest provincial park in Ontario.
Yeah, it's no romp through the heather.
When we got there, it was actually not that bad.
Selkirk Shores, if we haven't said it already. Selkirk Shores Provincial Park.
But I don't think it's Shores. I think it's just Selkirk.
Oh,
but,
pardon me.
Before we got there, looking at pictures, like, literally one of the Google image results is, like, experience the hidden beauty of Selkirk, and it's a picture of a slide.
Yeah.
Like, a metal slide children's playground.
Yeah, it's essentially, like, a campground that has a beach.
Yeah.
There's not really any hiking, there's not really much to look at besides the fetid green water of Lake Erie.
Yeah, Lake Erie's also just, we did that lake dirty, it does not look on its best legs, mm-hmm. It's very
sad. We literally did it dirty.
I know. But yeah, the lady on the phone was like, and just to confirm, the site you're booking is no shade, low privacy, low quality. And I was like, okay, thank you, ma'am. I know they just have to read the like stats of the campsite, but they were like, the vibes are off on this one. Why are you doing this? And I was like, okay.
But you know what? It was nice, man.
I liked the site a lot. I thought, we're not here to smack talk Selkirk. Like, the actual sites were gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
First of all, they're grassy, like fully grass on the bottom, so you can actually like stake your tent. At 99% of Ontario parks, the bottom is rock, so how are you supposed to get those spikes in there? You're not. It's mm-hmm. impossible. So that was very nice. And there, it was private. Like, there was huge trees. Yeah. And also, we got the little Merlin bird app.
Yes, we were there, like, that's right, like, basically like a super highway for birds.
Yeah.
Like, right along the lakes as they're coming back up from South America.
Yeah.
And we were there right at the tail end of migration season, and like, ooh, the woods were alive.
Yeah,
folks, you could barely hear yourself think from the bird song.
And we like did like a 10-minute like listening session on the app, and it was like 15-16 different birds that were
and rare
chirping.
Things like ravens and kingfishers.
Yeah, and it was crazy. It was so cool. The beach was kind of ugly, but you know what, the Ontario Provincial Park Service cannot fix Lake Erie on their own, so
no,
it's not really their fault.
That's like a centuries-long project.
Yes, and our dog did keep trying to eat all the dead fish on the beach,
yeah,
which
he loves
was very
dead fish.
Unfortunate. But overall, I'm going to say, if you happen to live near there or there's no other sites booked, don't be afraid. It's not that bad, but maybe book somewhere else first.
And like, if you like canoeing or kayaking rather than swimming, then
it doesn't even matter how nice the water
is. That's exactly
so,
right.
There you go.
But up next, folks, we got Kingston's own Headstones coming straight at you with their brand new single. It's in all caps, so you know they're excited about it. It's called Daylight Lightning. Here we go.
Darkness talks. Made up your own rules. made up your own rules, and you just can't stop.